here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us on this beautiful day. Of course, it's beautiful because Chelsea are the Premiership champions, and they won again today. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But the Rochester Rhinos have five potential home matches in the next 18 days. The first of those this Wednesday. It's a second-round U.S. Open Cup tie against FC Motown out of New Jersey. And then Sunday, the Rhinos will face the Richmond Kickers at 4 p.m. at Capelli Sports Stadium. We will have Chief Soccer Officer Pat Arcolian at 7 p.m. to talk about the matches, and also a special stadium event that's going on right now as we speak. Sunday's also the first home matches for the Rochester Lancers men and ladies. They'll be playing at Aquinas High School, the men at four, the women at one. Doug Miller will be our special guest, the head coach of the Rochester men Lancers, at 6:45. And hopefully we're going to have Dick Howard on live from England, trying to get a hold of him right now, talk international soccer. And also Michael Lewis will have the U.S. Soccer Report, including the report on the debacle at Red Bull Arena yesterday as the Red Bulls lost 3-1 to the LA Galaxy. And there was a lot of interesting comments after the match. Michael will have all that for us a little bit later on. But let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, a lot of things happening in the world of soccer, locally and around the world.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on the win of the Blues.
Thank you.
And, of course, it took an Italian coach to make you happy.
Yes.
So just a lot of kudos to Antonio Conte. He was, as we know, he was the coach of the national team. He was the coach of Juventus. And he brought all that experience in England and made it now.
He brought a different style of play that nobody could figure out. And wonder if it's next year there are going to be a lot of people studying the 3-5-2 and what he did to try to stop us. But nobody could do it this year. And
that is one thing, though. We got to give, he's a great coach, but he had the horses to win the race. So a lot of kudos to the players that believed in him, played for him, and enjoying this occasion, winning the Premier League, which it's very, very good for soccer in England. Secondly, and most importantly, I think that there is some sadness in my heart because of my favorite team, Juve, yesterday lost to Roma. Roma, in my opinion, deserved to win the game, and they played with a lot more desire because they wanted to stay in second place ahead of Napoli, which also won, which is the Italian league is very interesting right now. There is two games left, and Roma trail Juventus by four point, so anything can happen. If Juve should lose one of those games and Roma win the next two games,
You don't have anything to worry about. Juventus plays Crotone, who are being probably going to be relegated, and they play them at home, and they never lose at home.
But Crotone doesn't have nothing to lose, so anything can happen. So I'm hoping not. Okay, just I want to be optimistic, just the way you are, and I think that I don't. I like to believe what you're saying, that they're not going to lose, but I never saw Buffon, the best goalie, perhaps not in the world, but somewhere along there, that the three goals were scored on him.
Well, Allegri is saying that he wanted Buffon as a potential World Player of the Year candidate for what he's done. I mean, obviously, none of the goals were his fault, really, in the match. The Juventus played a lot of different lineup because they had the big Champions League win, so they're trying to protect their players for the big match coming up at the beginning of June against Real Madrid for all the marbles. But so again, still having trouble getting hold of Dick. Let's go forward with our international report. And the other thing, the big news that happened over the weekend, and I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, Joe, one of the great stadiums in all the world of soccer, White Hart Lane, the home of Tottenham Hotspur, was closed after 118 years. They're building a brand new stadium, literally right on top of the other stadium. They're going to have to tear down White Hart Lane. They started actually today tearing it down, and they're going to finish the stadium. And they'll be playing in there in 2018, 2019. Next year they'll play at Wembley. But it was an incredible ceremony. They brought all the great players back from the glory days of Tottenham Hotspur. And Spurs had a great season. They finished second for the first time since 1963. And they finished ahead of Arsenal, which is probably more important than anything else. But they won 2-1 over Manchester United. Wayne Rooney has the honor of scoring the last goal ever at White Hart Lane in the... And we do have Dick Howard live from England speaking about English soccer. And Dick's appearance brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. Number to call to make an appointment, 328-3382, or go to davidolivodmd.com to learn about the practice. Dick, welcome to the show. How's everything in England?
Andrew, and just switched off that big game with Chelsea and Watford. Fans loved it. I don't know whether Conte loved it, but it was an exciting game, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and I'm just so glad John Terry scored a goal. 17 straight years he scored a goal, and now he's saying he may actually hang the boots up and retire, going out as a champion, and it would be a great way for him to end his career.
No, it's great for John Terry, you know, scoring a goal, unfortunately, contributed to the equalizer, but full credit to Watford. They gave a very open game, and it was certainly an exciting one to watch. But the champions and under Conte, it's certainly been Chelsea's year, Andrew. So I congratulate you on the performance, and certainly the performance of the team, and especially Antonio Conte, Chelsea's new special one.
It was a fantastic result. And Dick, we're talking about the closing of White Hart Lane and that great ceremony yesterday, bringing back all the legendary players, all going all the way back to the last championship team from 1960-61, where they won the league and the cup. But it was great to see, and it's sad, of course, for a great old stadium to be closing its doors, but the new stadium is going to be incredible.
Certainly great. 118 years have been at White Hart Lane, haven't they? So it's a long time. But to see Cliff Jones, he's in his early 80s now, used to terrorize defenders from his flank position, very fast, mobile. And to see him and some of the greats, as you mentioned, at the closing ceremony, it was great to see. Pitch invasion wasn't, but it certainly was offset by the attendance of some of the greats.
Absolutely.
Dick, there is sadness in my heart because, Juve lost to Roma. But, there's a couple more games that they can redeem themselves. So how are things for you in England? I know that you're about 6 hours ahead of time right now, and you probably want to go to bed. But how's everything with you?
It's pretty strange when it's coming through here, Andrew, but if you're talking about the Roma-Juventus game, I'm sure that Joe was happy that they scored the opening goal, but Roma came back, and I'm looking forward to this coming weekend when Crotone play Juventus, because the Crotone are fighting relegation. They've had a better record, I think, in recent weeks more than Juventus, and certainly have had some great results, but it's great to see them doing so well. They're one of the small teams in Serie A. But the big boys, if we look at the Spanish football, a 4-1 win, I think, by Real Madrid against Sevilla will be enough. They're now within 4 points of the first title in 5 years, and maybe first league and Champions League double in 59 years. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming games involving Spanish football, and great to see that TFC are on a run at the moment in Canada, getting the results here on, of course, the internet is easily done, and great to see TFC doing so well.
6 wins in a row, but they've lost Jovinko for 3 weeks due to a strained hamstring, I believe. So we'll see. They play the Red Bulls on Friday, and I know Michael will have a lot to say about that. But Dick, what's going on over in England? How are you doing, and how's the family?
Well, it's been hectic. I was down in Devon, and now I'm up in, say, the northwest of England. It's quite interesting because when I was in Devon, the nearest team in Football League in Division 2 are Exeter City, and they are now in playoffs against a team that's closest to where I am at the present time, Carlisle United, in the northwest of England. So you've got a lot of exciting games coming up, not just with the Premiership, but with teams in the lower divisions that are in playoff situations. So it's an exciting time. And the one good thing that I think is testimony to what's happening in women's football in the UK, with Manchester City women winning 4-1 over Birmingham City at the weekend, and close to 40,000 fans in Wembley Stadium watching the final of the women's league. Good to see the attendances. And still lots of interest. As I say, it's playoff time for a lot of the teams in the top and teams trying to prevent going down into the next division. But I haven't seen any live games, but I've certainly seen a couple on television.
It's always this an exciting time, Dick, with the leagues ending. Of course, Sunday they'll have all the matches happening at the same time. Every single one will be broadcasted here in the U.S. on different networks live. And then the FA Cup final will be in a couple weekends, Chelsea and Arsenal. And then the Champions League will end it all at the beginning of June with Juventus. And, of course, I'll be rooting for Juventus against Real Madrid. But there's a ways to go before we get to that. But Dick, I know you're going to be traveling back next week, and then we'll have a Memorial Day show. So we'll be talking to you, I believe, after the Champions League final is done and wrapping up the European season.
Exciting. I'm sure that Coach Siriani will be following that one very closely, wearing his blue, black and white scarf as he's watching the game. And it's going to be a great game, I think, the great attacking teams in European football against one of the top defensive teams. And who knows? Buffon, Rain after such an outstanding season, or will it be Cristiano Ronaldo? Lots to look forward to.
Very good, Dick, and we look forward to talking to you again, and give our best to all your relatives over there.
Great. Ciao, Joe. Thanks. Great chatting to you guys. Keep up the good work. Keep the ball rolling.
Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you again. Dick Howard, live from England here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we'll have Dick on again after our Memorial Day show, and next week we'll be traveling back. So again, being in June, we'll have Dick back on again live. We're going to take our first break now and come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Doug Miller. The Lancers open up the NPSL season this Sunday at Aquinas. We'll talk to Doug next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week at Capelli Sports Stadium. Wednesday, it's a second-round match in the 2017 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup versus FC Motown at 7 p.m. General admission tickets are just $8 and $5 for Rhino season ticket holders. Then on Sunday, the Richmond Kickers are in town for a USL match at 4 p.m. It's Soccer Mom Appreciation Day with a special Mother's Day parade at halftime. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 season tickets, flex packs, and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship and the U.S. Open Cup. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And a little Italian music for my compadre, Joe Siriani, by special request. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti and Mr. Siriani. And coming up now is our first of our two guests tonight. He is the head coach of the Rochester Lancers men's team. We do have to distinguish because there's a men's and a women's team. And they'll have their very first match this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. at Aquinas High School against the Dayton Dynamo. Happy to be joined by Doug Miller. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, located at 4618 Ridge Road West in Spencerport. The number to call for our information is 352-5300 or go to DMFSP, stands for Doug Miller Family Sports Park, .com. And, of course, beautiful weather. Golf season is here, and you want to get your swing together, hit some balls on the driving range, the golf season, again, right here in Rochester, is very, very busy. Go to the driving range at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Get yourself ready for your tournaments and your league play, et cetera, et cetera. And Doug joins us now from a Lancers actually practicing right now. So, Doug, thank you so much for being with us during the practice.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it. You know, we're in the midst of, a friendly between ourselves right now, preparing for the weekend. And, first time in a while we've had some good weather.
Absolutely. And, Doug, I was looking at the roster, and there's certainly some familiar names on there from the indoor Lancers, Dom Coco, Tim Crawford, Jake Schindler, and Anthony Manford, who played for Syracuse. But I noticed the name Isaac Kesey on the roster, former Rhino. How's he looking?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some quality players, and those guys that you mentioned, you know, are doing really well, adapting to the outdoor game, has a bit more fitness in it. And, we've only had 8 sessions so far because of, the work schedule and everything like that. So, we're looking forward, to this weekend, and hopefully, these guys are all fit enough to play.
Doug, it's certainly a different endeavor that you are taking over, you played very well in the outdoor, but then you were even as magnificent the indoor. This is new responsibility that you got. How did it come about?
Well, you know, we want to see soccer in this community, you know, be successful. And I think, you know, that's what Mark and Nick wanted to do with the River Dogs, and then, you know, seeing if I wanted to be involved. And, you know, I saw the Flash leaving our community, and this was another opportunity, you know, to give guys an opportunity and a dream to play for the Rhinos one day. And if we can prepare them to do that, you know, then we're doing our job properly.
What about, you know, I'm a really fan of the women game. Andrew and I always say what a loss has been that the Flash moved away. Is there a possibility that, you know, you guys are going to build up a team that is going to be competitive, you know, to someday go in the league?
Yeah, I think great. You know, as I told these guys, the difference between playing at one level or another is the details. You know, because if you pay attention to the little details, that's what separates, you know, being an amateur to being, you know, a superstar. And you know, my job here is, you know, to give them those details and hold them accountable, and hopefully they can, you know, see the game at a little different speed. You know, have an impact on the youth in our community.
Here with Doug Miller, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers men's team. The Lancers women will play at 1 p.m. on Sunday against the New York Magic, and then the Len will play the Dayton Dynamo at 4 p.m. And, Doug, Dayton played the defending champions of the NPSL AFC Cleveland on Saturday and held them to a 3-3 draw. So this is a quality team that's going to be coming in here to challenge the Lancers on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're all quality teams, you know, especially you have college guys that are coming off their season, you know, that I think, you know, looking to prove themselves, and, you know, they want to live the dream. They want to play, you know, soccer for a living, and, you know, we're giving them that opportunity, you know, to do so. And we're excited about the opportunity of playing Dayton in the home opener. You know, we got a bit of a break. They played the night before, so hopefully we can pounce on them.
Right. What can you just, for the people that listen to our show, can you just tell them a little bit about the league, of any team, and, you know, on the women's side anyway?
Women and men, I guess.
Women and men, yeah.
I didn't hear that joke because it's kind of windy out here. What was that question again?
No. Could you give us a little expose on the team that are comprising the women and the men's league? What, how many and where they play?
Yeah, so, you know, there's we've got Dayton, FC Buffalo, Syracuse, FC Pitt, Rochester, and, yeah, that's our division. And to be honest, it's ever-changing because, I mean, we have a pool of about 35 guys here. College guys are coming in that we're getting a look at, just like in all these different areas. You know, we have, you know, guys that are finishing up school that are looking to get, you know, a trial, and every day it could fluctuate in regards to it, and we're just trying to, you know, get the guys that are from Rochester to make local stars.
Well, Doug, what do you expect the team to expect them to perform on Sunday, given, you know, you had limited practices and the team that you're playing against, Dayton, will already have had two matches under their belt? I know that the Lady Lancers struggled a little bit in their first two matches over the weekend. They lost both times to...
My expectation is that's an excuse if we allow it to be. You know, we have to do all the things that we need to do to prepare ourselves, you know, to come out and compete, and it starts with hard work and attention to detail. So, yeah, that's what we're trying to do, you know, and get these guys prepared for, you know, this weekend. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I know these guys are as well.
How are you transitioning from an indoor coach to an outdoor coach?
Easy.
Well, that's all I've done, you know, before is coaching outdoors because, you know, I have 18 youth teams. You know, so that's been, you know, my passion, you know, for many, many years. But understanding the indoor game and the outdoor game, there's a lot of similarities that you can take from it and strategies, which, you know, I'm trying to get these guys educated on pressing the ball and when to press, how to press, and hopefully, you know, that'll pay dividends for us.
I know, Doug, there's going to be a lot of activities going on Sunday with the with both the matches. You're going to have Brianna singing the national anthem, Brianna Colicchio singing the national anthem, Phil and John live music show, and of course your daughters and your wife will be involved as with the Lancer dancers and being the in-stadium host. So I'm sure you're excited about that as well.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So, you know, it gives them an opportunity to showcase their talents. And again, we want to make sure that we're entertaining the community, right? That's what we're in the business of doing.
Well, the game, again, kicks off on women's kickoff at 1, the men kick off at 4. It's one admission for both matches. You can get your tickets by going to rlancers.com. And the match again at Aquinas Stadium, Aquinas Institute. Aquinas Stadium used to be, that's long gone, and we miss it very much. But that's on Dewey Avenue, if you're not familiar, on the west side of the city. And we encourage everyone, you know, just check out the Lancers. And we want to support soccer in Rochester on this show. Which
and
is
that's
why
a beautiful field to play in.
Beautiful facility. And Doug, we really appreciate you being on the show with us during your practice, and we'll be seeing you on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thanks, Doug.
You too, Doug.
It's Doug Miller, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and you can go to rlancers.com to check out the schedule. There's a short schedule, only a few games on the and only a few home games. I believe there's 6 or 7 of them, but certainly when you have your choice of where to go to see soccer in Rochester, we want to support soccer, no matter where it's played, whether it be high school, college, pro, whatever it is. International as well, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's take our next break on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the man who runs the soccer side for the Rochester Rhinos, the Chief Soccer Officer, Pat Erkley. We'll talk about the big matches coming up this week at Capelli Sports Stadium here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia-coos, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase. purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week at Capelli Sports Stadium. Wednesday, it's a second-round match in the 2017 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup versus FC Motown at 7 p.m. General admission tickets are just $8 and $5 for Rhino season ticket holders. Then on Sunday, the Richmond Kickers are in town for a USL match at 4 p.m. It's Soccer Mom Appreciation Day with a special Mother's Day parade at halftime. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 season tickets, flex packs, and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship and the US Open Cup. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And ironically enough, even though this is one of the great Motown songs from Detroit, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the team the Rhinos are playing Wednesday, FC Motown, is not from the Motor City. They're from New Jersey. So I don't know where they got the name from, but they're coming to town on Wednesday. And Sunday, it's the Richmond Kickers in town for a USL match. And joining us now to talk about that and all things Rochester Rhinos is the man in charge of the soccer side of the Rhinos, the chief soccer officer, and our good friend Pat Erkely. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get your tickets for all the matches that are upcoming, a maximum of 5 home matches in the next 18 days at Capelli Sports Stadium. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Pat, welcome back to the show. How's everything with you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. I understand you're pretty well busy at the stadium.
I'm sorry. I'm in a bad spot. What did you say, Joe?
I said that, we're doing very good, but I understand you're working hard because you're at the stadium right now supervising an event.
I am at the stadium. I am at the stadium. We're hosting the Johannes section of town here, and so we have a diverse crowd, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah, this is a great event if everyone was not aware of it. It's going on now until 7:30, and the Josana neighborhood is the neighborhood that's around Capelli Sports Stadium. They are working with Canandaigua National Bank, Fidelis Care, Stop DWI, and Food Link, and bringing in kids from all over the neighborhood to meet some players and the coaches and to check the stadium out. So, Pat, it's a great, great outreach for the community.
Definitely is, yeah. And it's great. You know, we're partnering with people in our area, and it just shows what value the stadium has.
Absolutely, and you guys are going to be spending a lot of time at the stadium these next 18 days. A lot of matches coming up after a big, long break for the team, an 18-day break, and then 5 matches in 18 days potentially, starting with the Open Cup on Wednesday. FC Motown, I got a chance to watch some of their match on last Wednesday when they beat New Jersey Copa FC in extra time. It's a good side. They got some good players, including one guy who does the Mike Kerms flip throw. So it should be entertaining if he pulls that up. Dennis Correa is his name. So, Ryan, what do you think about the match on Wednesday?
Well, you know, it's always difficult and probably even more difficult seeing that we haven't played a lot. So you could have a little rust. And you would hope that we come out aggressively right off the bat. Otherwise, the longer the game goes, obviously it'll give them more opportunity to get confident. But, you know, this is a round where, you know, we typically have been playing a lot of games and we typically use players that haven't gotten a lot of opportunity to play to get a chance to show what they have. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic on how coach goes about this, even though we have a game on Sunday. In both cases, you know, it's a little bit different this year because in the past, in our league games, we were able to use 5 substitutes, so you got more games for people. And the thing about the Open Cup is you're limited to 5 foreign players, so all our Canadian players are considered foreigners. So we have 8 foreign players, of which only 5 can actually dress. So it creates some challenges, but I think, you know, like I said, we're going to go in it because we've been off so long to go out there and put a game together, a game plan that's going to execute it right away.
Certainly, there is something to worry about what you said, because usually the underdog, they only want to show how good they are. And even in the past, when we played for the Open Cup, you know, from teams from a lower division, we kind of struggle. So I hope that the coach gets this the players up to the, you know, to the challenge, because it could be. Look what happened to Juventus. They lost to Roma.
Roma was in second place in the league, Joe. I mean, it's a little bit different. Juventus was not playing, you know, Kumisikiyama FC from the seventh division or something. No, but obviously, this is what they say, even on their website, FC Moto, that this is the biggest match of their history, because they've only been around since 2012. It's not a long-standing amateur team. So this is a big match for them. They'll certainly come out and play very hard.
But you know what? They're excited. The players are coming in to prove a point. But yeah, I mean, we're a professional team. We train every day. We're here. We travel. There's a whole lot of different things that we do. And there's no reason why we shouldn't have success in this game. But you never know. I mean, again, with the amount of time that we've been off, that doesn't help. You know, we also have to take into account that we will be playing the five games, like we said, over a short period of time. You know, we did what we could to try to get that St. Louis game in. We wanted to play even last week if we could, but supposedly they just can't get their field ready. So they rescheduled for July 5th, right. So which puts another game in the middle of a lot of games.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to play when you're.
Yeah. I mean, we argued that it's difficult because here's the other side to that whole scenario is by the time we actually get a league game in, some teams will have 4 to 5 additional games than us. So if they're winning, then obviously they'll have a lot of points ahead of us. It just puts more challenge to it. But you know what? There's good sides to it, too. If the teams are tying, then it gives us the opportunity to sit there and go, okay, we have a lot of games at hand. We just have to go out and win them.
Right, and that starts on Sunday with the Richmond Kickers coming into town. And there's a new competition, an unofficial competition called the Old Guard Shield, where they're taking all of the classic teams, the Pittsburgh Riverhounds and the Rhinos and the Charleston Battery, Richmond Kickers. I believe Harrisburg is in there as well. And it's this little competition, but certainly Richmond, a team that we've seen many, many times, are going to come in strong, even though they're struggling a little bit. They're behind the Rhinos in the standings right now, but they always play the Rhinos tough, Pat, as you well know.
Well, you know, they got a rich history, right? We've played many, many years now. I think it's over 20 years. Now, there may have been a year or two there where they played in the second division, I think, while we were our third division, while we were still in the second division. But, you know, they're always going to come in. I mean, Lee Kalishaw has been the coach there for a long time. He knows what to expect. He's played Bob many, many, many years. So it'll be a challenge, definitely, because, you know, they've had games every week, so their fitness level is going to be a different level than ours. And, again, like you said, there's good to that, but obviously if you sustain injuries, then it isn't necessarily that good. You know, even ourselves, I mean, we're kind of a little banged up, even though we haven't had games. So Cristiano sustained an eye injury, so he's out for at least four more weeks. And he was one of our up-and-coming players, especially in that last game here at home. He was able to get in behind the defense and get a lot of good crosses into the box.
Pat, what happened with him?
You know what? We have a lot of depth on the team. We knew that coming into the season. So other people have to step up.
Pat, what happened with Cristiano? This is the first I've heard of this injury.
So he got hit with a ball in his eye, a shot, and his eye was a little blurry, and we waited a week thinking, okay, it'll go away. Then we found out that he actually had a gap in his cornea, and they have to go in and operate it.
Oh, my goodness.
So it'll be at least 4 to 6 weeks.
That's a big blow to the team, because he was one of the most exciting players. I mean, he was really getting behind the defenses with his great speed. But we wish him very speedy.
And then you have Wall. He had the yellow card in the last game, and the independent counsel issued him a red for the elbow. So he misses also.
Retroactive.
That's another important key element for us in the midfield. Against Richmond. I'm venturing to say that you'll get game time in the Open Cup.
Pat, one of the things that I would like you to comment on is that you're the technical director of the Rhinos now, and surely most of the responsibility goes on you and the coach. As a technical director, how do you see this team compared to, the rest of the league? How would you rate us? Do we have the good, the players to be competitive, or you need more players?
I think when the first five games, other than the game in Charleston, but in all fairness, coach put a group together for the Charleston game where he gave a lot of individuals their first start. I really don't put that game into the mix, even though it was a bad game for us. But when you take into account all the other games, and especially our last game, winning 4-0, I thought we had a lot of confidence now going into our next game against St. Louis. So that kind of hurt a little bit because we've had a couple of weeks off. But I think we're up there with the teams based on the talent that we have. But again, injuries play a part in that. I think last year was interesting for us. We won the championship in 2015. Last year we had a team that could have easily won the championship. But we didn't have a lot of depth. So last year we were fortunate enough that we didn't have a lot of key injuries to players. So we were able to get the most out of everybody. Valesky and DeSantos, almost played every game. And that's not always what happens with forwards. So this year, I think we have more depth in that aspect. And so consequently, when you have a player like Cristiano, you have other players that can jump in and make a difference. So I think that's going to help us. I do think that the new ruling to just substitute three players is a disjust justice to development. Because we're not giving the more players an opportunity to be on the field when you can only, you have three substitutes. So typically you only get two substitutes and you save the last one. And in the past, you typically took four substitutes. So it would give almost half your team the ability to at least get some game time during the season. So that's a challenge, I think, for all the teams this year as well. When you put a team on the field, you're pretty much betting that the 11 players are going to play a full game and maybe two of them may come off. So that's a huge difference.
Certainly is. Well, it's going to be an exciting next few weeks for the Rhinos at Capelli Sports Stadium. This Wednesday, 7 p.m., it's the Rhinos against FC Motown in the U.S. Open Cup. The Rhinos win. They'll play at home on May 31st against another lower division team, either GPS Omens or Boston City FC, both from Massachusetts. And then the league returns on Sunday, 4 p.m., with the Mother's Day celebration. 1 week late, but still, it's always a good time to celebrate moms. Yeah. The Richmond Kickers come to town for a 4 p.m. kickoff. Pat, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you this week.
Thank you. And Joe, guess who we play the following Wednesday?
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Tampa Bay.
Memories are made of this.
That's right.
We're
getting our theme song. We're going to have to play. We're going to promote that match.
You got the song. You got the song.
I know.
There you go.
Pat, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Erkely, the director of soccer for the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be having Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
There's music, there's laughter, pretty girls all around. It's exciting to live in a pro soccer town.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
The Rochester Rhinos have two big matches this week at Capelli Sports Stadium. Wednesday, it's a second-round match in the 2017 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup versus FC Motown at 7 p.m. General admission tickets are just $8 and $5 for Rhino season ticket holders. Then on Sunday, the Richmond Kickers are in town for a USL match at 4 p.m. It's Soccer Mom Appreciation Day with a special Mother's Day parade at halftime. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 season tickets, flex packs, and individual match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship and the U.S. Open Cup. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you tonight by Olindo's Food Service at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. The number to call is 647-1985 or go to olindofoodservice.com. They're open every day and also on Saturdays as well. If you need to pick up food for your Memorial Day parties, the place to go is Olindo Food Service. And tell them you heard about the show on Soccer, or their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. How are you doing?
Just about getting over last night's debacle at Red Bull Arena, but I'm doing all right. Don't worry.
The Red Bulls lost 3-1 to the LA Galaxy, who are not the LA Galaxy of old, that's for sure. And boy, it was a very bad performance. And I noticed that the coach brought the players into the field after the game, and almost like a Bob Lilly huddle that he does. And I'd love to know what was said, but you said there were some comments after the match that were very interesting.
Yeah, it's a rarity that you see a soccer team, a professional soccer team, literally get together, huddle with their arms around each other's shoulders after a game in the middle of the field, after a loss. You know that the coach is telling them some tough words, and basically Jesse Marsh said that he told the players that they have to challenge themselves. They've got to play better. He took responsibility for the loss, which is nice, but he should get some of the blame, but the players should get a good portion of the blame for obvious reasons. The three main players in the Red Bulls locker room, and I'm talking about striker Bradley Wright Phillips, who's got the two golden boots under his belt, figuratively and literally, goalkeeper Luis Robles, who's played in 151 consecutive games, and team captain Sasha Kolestin, all fell in line saying that the Red Bulls grossly underachieved. And a story that I put on Front Row Soccer, Robles called it a beatdown by the LA Galaxy. Sasha Kolestin called it embarrassing, and Bradley Wright Phillips said it was terrible. I didn't make up those words. I used their quotes, and they're absolutely right. You cannot afford to play like that at home against any team, especially a team like the LA Galaxy that's struggling, reeling. What you want to do is you've got to be like a shark, smell blood in the water. If a team is not playing well coming into your house, don't take them lightly. And Red Bulls got their work cut out for them this week. It's a short week for them because they've got a game against this team called Toronto FC, and that team is playing with all cylinders. Yes, the game is in Harrison, New Jersey at Red Bull Arena, but that doesn't mean anything. The Red Bulls had their 19-game unbeaten streak go down the tubes. I know these streaks don't last forever, and I think any team will accept a loss if the team played well, but not like last night. I guess the best thing about sports is there's always another day to redeem yourself and hopefully put that game, or as I called it in one of my stories, a debacle in the rearview mirror.
Well, certainly, I know the feeling of preparing for a game and putting all your 100%, and then all of a sudden it becomes a disaster. You go in the dressing room, and everybody is not saying anything, everybody has remorse, and everybody accepts some responsibility, although some. I've been with coaches that they become very voiceful and they become very angry, and so I can imagine that Ronnie Marsh, told them some choice words because you're a big boy. I mean, you're getting paid, you need to perform, and. No, that's the way it goes. Losing is not a good thing.
No, it's definitely not. And I said it's going to be a tough match, but Toronto coming in shorthanded with Jovinko injured. We'll see what happens. It's Friday at 7:30. But New York City FC had a very good result. They held Dallas 1-1 in Texas, so one of the best teams in MLS. But they go into the cauldron, I guess, on Sunday night. They go down to Orlando, where Orlando City has been practically unbeatable, even though they did drop points for the first time this year at home to Sporting Kansas City. So it should be an interesting match on Sunday.
You've got to give NYCFC props for getting a point in Dallas, which is not an easy place to come out of with anything. They're playing their bogey team, the team that they have in Orlando. They just had a tremendous amount of trouble accruing points against them. Covering Kyle Larin, who loves New York in so many different ways, not just the NYCFC, but the Red Bulls as well, too. If they could manage a similar result as they did last night in Dallas, I'd consider that a victory. the thing that we keep forgetting about when you go on the road and tie, yes, you get a point, but you're extracting points from the home team. And that's sometimes we don't use that math enough. When I say we, I'm talking about everyone across the board. So you're denying the home team 3 points that they should generally accrue at home. So, every team has a team that has their number. And it's ironic that for NYCFC up to this time, it's a team from the same year that they entered the league in. Orlando City joined as an expansion team in 2015, as City did, and their former, you know, the former NYCFC coach, Jason Kreiss, is now coaching in Orlando City. A lot of irony there, and it will be intriguing to see what Patrick Vieira concocts, what sort of strategy he concocts to overcome what is turning into a confounding situation for him and the rest of his team.
We'll see how that goes. But, Michael, the other big event that's starting up and starting this weekend, the Under-20 World Cup starts in South Korea. The United States is in a group with Ecuador, Senegal, and Saudi Arabia. Certainly, I think, a group the U.S. could do very well in. And what are you thinking of for the U.S. in the Under-20 World Cup?
Yeah, just from what the U.S. accomplished in the CONCACAF Championship, that was very encouraging. But and they have some, you know, young players who look like they have potential. What, you know, when you go from your regional championship to a World Cup situation, yes, the degree of difficulty gets much more difficult. I think we're all optimistic that the U.S. will do well, and there are different ways to describe what would be a successful World Cup for the U.S. Obviously, getting out of the first round is important, and yes, there are enough possibilities that the U.S. should be able to would be disappointing. But how far can this U.S. team go? The furthest a U.S. under 20 or under 17 team has gone in a World Cup, if memory serves me correctly, was the 1999 under 17 team that reached the semifinals of the under 17 World Cup in New Zealand, and that team had an extraordinary bunch of players, including Landon Donovan, Kyle Beckerman, DeMarcus Beasley. Two out of the three players are still playing, and I still think if Landon hadn't retired, he could still be playing at a semi-decent level. But that team finished fourth, by the way. I'm not saying that this team can pull off similar results. I think there's a hope that they can. I'd like to thank Tab Ramos, the coach who's been around the block internationally for so many levels. He might be able to pull off something tactically when things get along, or actually things get difficult later on against more difficult opponents. But I don't want to put the horse in front of the cart, because I have a lot of respect for African teams. They traditionally have given the U.S., particularly as a senior men's team, a lot of problems, i.e. Ghana, that comes to mind at the World Cup level. And Senegal has a history of producing some pretty decent soccer players. So let's worry about getting out of the first round first.
Yep, there's certainly some MLS talent on this team. Tyler Adams from the Red Bulls, notably, and some European players. Cameron Carter-Vickers from Spurs is on this side, along with Luca Della Torre from Fulham, and a gentleman by the name of Josh Sargent, who was from the under 17 team, who had made the under 20 team. So that's going to be interesting to see if he gets some time. But the first match will be taking place, got to get up early, 4 a.m. Monday against Ecuador. The next match against Senegal on the 24th at 7 a.m., and then they finish up on Sunday the 28th against Saudi Arabia at 5 a.m., all matches on Fox Sports 1. Michael, that's going to do it for the show tonight. So thank you so much for being on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Actually, I hope to see you this weekend, but for sure.
Okay, that's right. You'll be up here for the matches. I forgot about that. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Mike.
And it's Michael Lewis live from New York. Of course, you can get Michael every week on our show, as well as Dick Howard. He won't be on next week because he'll be traveling back from England. But, of course, we also have Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL, pushing all the buttons and doing everything to make this show successful. Thanks also to Pat Erkely, Blaise Bourgeois, and the Rhinos. They play Wednesday in the Open Cup against FC Motown, 7 p.m. at home, and Sunday, 4 p.m. against Richmond Kickers. Also, thanks to Doug Miller. The Lancers are home. The women at 1, the men at 4, on Sunday at Aquinas High School. This has been Andrew Bittini. Battisti. Lisa next Monday at 6:30 with Joe Sirianni, the host at for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.